Turkey faces growing street protests after arresting Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. By John Hayward on March 21, 2025. Protesters in the Turkish cities of Izmir, Istanbul, and the capital of Ankara clashed with police on Friday as protests against the arrest of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu grew larger and more intense. Thousands took to the streets on Thursday and Friday despite a four-day ban on public demonstrations imposed by the Istanbul governor's office. Ankara and Izmir imposed their own five-day protest bans on Friday as angry citizens filled the streets. Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya said on Friday that 53 people were detained during protests overnight, while 16 police officers were injured. The worst of the scuffles took place when police blocked protesters from entering Taksim Square, a bustling shopping and dining district in Istanbul. There were also large demonstrations and fights with police at universities across Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has been accused of ordering İmamoğlu's arrest to sideline his most popular prospective opponent in the next election, dismissed the protests as theatrics on Thursday. "We have neither the time to waste on pointless debates nor stacks of money to recklessly throw around," Erdogan groused. CHP's issues are not the country's issues, but the issues of a handful of opportunists in their headquarters. "We have no time to waste on the opposition's theatrics," he said. Özgür Özel, the head of İmamoğlu's CHP party, responded by calling for more citizens to demonstrate against Erdogan's authoritarian rule. "Hey Erdogan, you're most scared of the streets. We are now on the streets, in squares. Continue to be afraid. While you keep the one we elected in custody, we will not sit at home," Özel said. "Mr. Tayyip, you are scared and you are asking, are you calling people to the streets? Are you calling people to the squares?" "Yes. I didn't fill up these squares or these streets, you did," he taunted. Yerlikaya and Justice Minister Yılmaz Tunç denounced Özel as irresponsible for demanding illegal street protests. "Calling people to the streets and squares is irresponsible, to say the least. No one can bear the consequences of inciting unrest, politically, legally or morally," Yerlikaya said. "Gathering and marching in protest are fundamental rights. But calling to the streets over an ongoing legal investigation is illegal and unacceptable," Tunç said. Tunç promised that an independent and unbiased judiciary would review the evidence against İmamoğlu, a promise few of İmamoğlu's supporters seem inclined to accept. İmamoğlu was arrested on Wednesday along with 105 others, most of them people who worked for him as employees of the Istanbul municipal government. The mayor was charged with corruption, racketeering, and abetting a terrorist organization, the Kurdish separatist militia known as the PKK. İmamoğlu was the only candidate running for the CHP's presidential nomination, which he would have secured on Sunday. Recent polls show him running ahead of Erdogan, who has been in power for 22 years. Erdogan's popularity has been slipping as the Turkish economy declines, and he is technically barred from running for re-election again, although he is widely expected to rewrite the national constitution to remove his term limit. Erdogan took precautions to suppress dissent after the popular Istanbul mayor was arrested, including bans on public demonstrations and restrictions on social media, but unrest swelled despite his efforts. Özel predicted during an interview with Reuters on Thursday that Erdogan's ham-fisted efforts to crush the opposition would only make İmamoğlu and CHP stronger. "In the event İmamoğlu's candidacy is blocked, we believe this will turn into a much greater support. We will win with İmamoğlu. We will win easily. If İmamoğlu is barred, we will certainly win," he declared. Özel reaffirmed that İmamoğlu will be formally anointed as CHP's candidate on Sunday, even if he is in jail. He also dismissed Istanbul University's curiously timed decision to annul İmamoğlu's degree, which would technically bar him from running for president. "We will support this candidacy until the end, all together. Even if Ekrem İmamoğlu is arrested, Ekrem İmamoğlu is our candidate," Özel said.